The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today. Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels combined with the wisdom of Tarot and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. I am Radley Valentine. I am a spiritual teacher and Hay House author with expertise in angels, tarot, and manifestation. I have been writing for Hay House, a Penguin Random House company, since 2011. I have published 10 decks, 3 books, a bunch of video courses while speaking around the world. And if you missed the last video about angels, I talked a lot about my own personal spiritual journey and my work with angels. So check that out. It was a really good class. I felt super great about it. So check it out if you missed it. Now, if you are watching this by streaming to Facebook, we are only going to be live on Facebook for about 10 minutes, okay? Just 10 minutes. So if you want to hear this whole scoop, the whole story that we're talking about today, you might want to visit radleyvalentine.com/magic so that you can sign up and get immediate access to not only this class, but also the last class on angels, and you will be all set up to have access to Saturday's class on transformation through empowerment and how to manifest that. If you are here in the Zoom room with me live, don't forget to stick around to the end because you will have the opportunity to get a reading from me, but only if you're watching live. So if you're watching this in a replay, then you won't obviously have the opportunity to do that. Today, we are talking about my favorite topic, and that is the best casseroles to take to a large function of people. So we're going to be talking about that and how that's a spiritual experience. Any of you who are not laughing, then that makes me sad because that was clearly a joke. So we are actually going to be talking about the magical divine gift of tarot and how it has been instrumental in my life for spiritual growth, self-empowerment, and personal transformation. Now, I just kind of want to take a second to like draw this whole little light, comparison thing to oracle cards. I know a lot of people really love oracle cards. Do you know what I think about oracle cards? I think oracle cards are fan-frickin-tastic. I have 3 oracle card decks, Angel Answer Oracle Cards, Archangel Michael's Sword of Light, and Angels and Auras. So I love oracle cards. And so if you are here today with oracle cards, because it's cool if you've got some cards, because we are going to be doing practical stuff today. So if you've only brought oracle cards, then that's fine. Don't worry about it. That will work. Oracle cards and tarot are very similar. Both of them are tools for divine guidance that access our inner wisdom and the angels and source. So that's great. Oracle cards, for if you don't know the difference, if you're really new, and we have a lot of really, really new people, okay? So if you don't know the difference, oracle cards are a free form system. That means they can be 25 cards or 44 cards or 70 cards or 12 or 10 or whatever. They can mean whatever an author wants them to mean. It's very free form. Tarot cards are a fixed system. So tarot cards are more along the lines of there's 78 cards. They have very specific meanings. There are 5 suits. One suit is called the major arcana. And then there are 4 other suits that make up what's called the minor arcana. 78 cards. You can play around with the imagery. You can play around with the words. But the energy of, for example, the magician is the magician energy. You can't monkey with that. If you start taking cards out, let's say you have a deck and you say, well, I don't want the court cards, so this deck only has 62 cards, then you can do that, but it's kind of not really pure tarot anymore, which is okay, but it becomes almost like a tarot oracle. It becomes a blend. It becomes a mix. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about my history with tarot, what my story was, how it came into my life, what it's done for my life. I have all this, these stacks of cards over here that I want to show you, okay? Curiously, most of them are not mine, okay? But we're gonna go through the journey. So I was in my mid-20s. When I first discovered tarot, I was totally innocent of it. I didn't know what it was. I literally had nothing. I was on a metaphysical spiritual journey in my mid-20s. I had left religion, but it was all about angels. And I was also sort of interested in astrology and numerology, and I was just playing with that stuff. But mostly it was just angels. That's what I was interested in. But it was Knoxville, Tennessee. In the 80s, and there wasn't a lot of teachers. There wasn't a lot going on that way. And so what was going on in a big way was the internet. It was new. America Online was like where it was all at. And America Online had these little things. I forget what they used to call them. I call them chat rooms. I don't think that's what they called them, but they were these little rooms. And there were a million different topics, just zillions. But there were a bunch of spiritual ones and metaphysical ones. And there was one called Angel Speak. And this is not to be confused with the book that's by Barbara Mark and Trudy Griswold, but it was just called Angel Speak. And so every night that I was free, I would go when I would look for Angel Speak. And the thing about the chat rooms for America Online was that they were limited to 21 people. I don't know why, but they were. Only 21 people could get in. I would sit there and just try to hit enter, 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 enter. And it would say, the room is full, the room is full, the room is full, the room is full. And I just kept doing that until somebody left and I could get in. And in this room was this group of teachers. The ringleader was this woman whose name was Carla Flack. She lived in Indiana. And then there was this guy named John, and he was, I forget where he was, I think Chicago, and he was very wise, great guy. And then there was John Trees, as in T-R-E-E-S, and we called him John Trees to differentiate them. And John Trees was called that because he was a real tree hugger. I mean, he was always in nature. He would hug trees and stuff like that. And then there was this other girl whose name I think was, I want to say her name was Judy, I think. And they were the ringleaders. And so I would go in there, and that's where I was learning. That's where I was learning about angels, and everybody would talk, and Carla, and it was all text. I mean, it was just like a text string. And it was like, she would talk and she would teach and I would learn. They liked me and they would let me stay after everybody had left and they kicked everybody out. And so one day, I don't know if I'm even supposed to say this. You might kill me. But Carla started dating John Trees. And John Trees lived in Knoxville where I lived. So Carla came to visit. And she came to my house. She came to visit me. And she was also into tarot. Now, what was interesting about it, and you know, it's like, I don't think she had an undue influence on me, but maybe she did. I don't know. But she didn't like traditional tarot cards. She didn't like them. So she'd made her own deck. And it was literally printed on paper and she had cut it out into. So her tarot deck were these little bitty squares of pieces of paper. She brought them and she was doing readings with them for me and my then boyfriend. And anybody that was there. And I was just like enamored. I just was like, what is this? I want this. I need this. I have to have this. What do I have to do? But I just think it's a weird, you know, last week I talked about the foreshadowing of my first accounting job being a publisher, and then I became a writer. So what are the odds and what about the foreshadowing of the first tarot deck I ever looked at was a homemade tarot deck just so I could come to make my own tarot decks. So it was, there's just a lot of foreshadowing going on, but I was super fascinated. And so I wanted decks of cards. And so I went shopping. Well, the initial search didn't go well. I bought these because you were supposed to, right? You were just supposed to. This is Rider Waite. So I bought it, hated it immediately. It was bloody. It was gory. I'm a 25-year-old gay guy. The colors are atrocious. I don't like this. I don't want it. So it went into a box. And literally, I think this stayed in a box for like 25 years. It's just like, no, thank you. I will pass on that. So the next thing that I brought home was this one. So this is Robin Wood Tarot. And so I brought it home and I was like, well, this is better. It's not so gruesome. It was okay, but it was also kind of I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. And it still had some imagery in it I didn't like. So then I brought home this one. This is called the Cosmic Tarot. And I liked it too. It was okay, but it was sort of the same story. It was sort of like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's just not what I want. So then I found this one. And it was called the Art Nouveau Tarot. And so I read from this for a little while. I mean, I was like, it was okay. It had a lot of really sexy characters in it, a lot of super cute guys. I was 25 years old and gay. So, you know, it's like, okay. But it was also really watered down. There just wasn't much in the form of symbolism. There just wasn't a lot there. So I was kind of like, And so there was this guy that lived in Knoxville. He was an Egyptian. His name was Mo Abdelbaki. And this guy was a genius. Okay. Probably still is. I don't know anything about him anymore, but he was a genius. Okay. And so I took a class of his on tarot, and it was based on this puppy. So if you don't know what this is Aleister Crowley's Toth. Okay. Oh, there you go. There you go. Joe knows what I'm talking about. So it was Aleister Crowley's Toth deck. And so the class to me was fascinating. I loved it. It was really fascinating class. I learned a lot about tarot, but this for me was too much. This was like a psychedelic drug trip to me. And I couldn't do it. I was like, and no, I can't do this. But like I said, I was grateful for the insights. And in fact, it's so funny because I brought a laptop to the class back when that was like a thing, right? Back when your laptop weighed 84 pounds or something. So I brought a laptop to the class. I typed up all his notes, and he later got my notes from me and turned it into a book. So I was basically like his little secretary. So that went back in the box and didn't see the light of days for 30 years. Then what happened was this. This is the Connolly Tarot. It was created by a tarot master named Eileen Connolly, and her son Paul was the artist. This rocked my world. I still remember, I will never forget, I remember getting this deck and opening the box, because there wasn't one that was open. This little store in Knoxville was one of a kind. There was the only store there. They didn't have samples. You just bought the deck and you either liked it or you didn't. So I got it and I opened the deck. And I remember this involuntary smile hitting my face. I literally could not stop smiling. And I was aware in my head, my intellect was going, you are smiling like a Cheshire cat. What is wrong with you? And I loved it. It was everything I was looking for. It literally just was like, this is it. And I mean, I read from that deck for probably 15 years, right up to the point where I was in this place of I was starting to do my own professional readings. Now, I also did like Osho Zen. Some of you know Osho Zen. It's a really cool deck. And so sometimes I'd play with it, but Connolly was my deck. It was my deck. And so this is the deck that where I literally, actually, I don't think this is the actual one. Let's see. Oh, it is. Super cool. This is the actual one. So let me show you. So this is how I learned to row. So look at this. Can you see? I wrote on the cards and in the borders what the meanings of the card meant. So it, like this one says, it's a magician. It says creativity and all things are possible, skill, being safe, self-capable, being flexible, imagination, love and prayers. It's ruled by Mercury. It says Mercury on the bottom down here. This is how I learned. I can't believe this is the actual deck. I did not look. I did not know. So this deck literally was where the idea when I started making my own decks to put words on the tarot cards came from. This is where it started. So eventually, though, something new happened. And that something new is a tarot genius whose name is Ciro Marchetti. And Ciro Marchetti came out with The Gilded. Okay. And so I was in love. I was like, Connolly who? I was like, this became my thing. And then he came out with Tarot of Dreams. And I was like swooning because it was so beautiful and so masterful and so full of symbolism. And it was just great. I loved it. But then something happened. I got discovered, right? I was taking classes with a famous Hay House author. It was all about angels and stuff like that. She saw me throwing tarot cards. She didn't know I threw tarot cards. And she basically came to me and said, oh my gosh, Radley, I've always envisioned this moment where there was this dark-haired guy whose face I couldn't see who would help me make a tarot deck. Because she knew nothing about tarot. But that's how all of this started happening for me. So tarot for me has over all these years become this like transformational journey, this transformational tool. I've used it so many times, more than I can count. Things like, should I take this job? Should I leave Knoxville? Is Denver the place to go? Should I stay in whatever relationship? Is this person a good person to start a relationship with? Do I quit accounting? Do I sign a contract? All of these things for me have been this powerful journey of tarot. So I want to give you five things to think about for tarot as why it is an amazing, powerful journey for life transformation. Number one, it is a window into the soul. A window into the soul. This is the heart-centered part of tarot. This is where you can go within and understand your own personal soul's journey. Every time you shuffle, you have the opportunity for a deep dive into universal themes and archetypal energies and all of this stuff that can help you to be in this place of wowzers, oh wowzers, this is where my heart is. This is where my sacred exploration is supposed to be. This is where I can confront my fears, understand my desires and my dreams, and get clarity on the soul. Number two, navigating life's crossroads. So you can think of tarot as being like signposts on your path, right? It's a guide. Tarot itself is like the hermit card. It's the light, the guy holding the light to say, here is where enlightenment lives. We all have times in our lives that are big crossroads where we're making career choices or relationship dilemmas or existential crises or whatever is happening to us. And tarot helps us to navigate those. Number three, embracing personal growth. We talked about this a little bit last week, embracing the experience of growth, embracing the experience of change, being in a place where you can be in a courageous journey of self-discovery. And tarot can be like this nurturing space for you of transformation and understanding what your limitations are and how to embrace change with grace and how to expand your consciousness and go to your highest potential. Number four, and I think this is a really important one, is healing the wounds of the past. Healing the wounds of the past. So think of this as like a sacred dance of forgiveness and liberation. It allows us to explore all of these echoes of history and allows us to have closure and clarity to release old patterns and embrace a more brilliant future. And number five is enhancing spiritual connections. Okay. So beyond all this stuff, which the stuff we talked about in a way is in some ways quite practical, right? But this is kind of beyond that. This is like a sacred tool for connecting with the divine. This is chatting up your angels. This is finding guidance from the universe, from your angels, from archangels, from spirit guides, from fairies, and yes, animal guides, right? So let's do those one more time. So what do we got? We've got a window into the soul, right? A look at who we are and what we really want. Navigating life's crossroads. Being in this place of like, okay, big stuff is happening. You know, I'm going to be there for it. Embracing your personal growth. Healing the wounds of the past. And enhancing your spiritual connection. Okay? So what we're going to do now is we're going to do a quick little meditation, okay? Because it wouldn't be a tarot class if Radley didn't have spreads for you, right? So I have two for you. So we're just going to like, if you've got cards, you can follow along. We'll have a place for you to download these spreads. I don't know where it is, but someone will tell you. So, but let's just do a quick little meditation to get prepared for that, okay? So we're going to start with Archangel Michael because we love starting with Michael. Because Michael is going to basically be here with us to sever our energetic connections to our fears and our worries, our concerns, our concerns and fears about finding out information, which we should never be worrisome about. Information and wisdom and understanding and clarity is power. Power is empowerment. So we are looking for joyful revelations about our lives and ourselves. And Archangel Michael is wrapping us in a shimmering blue bubble of light. And that blue bubble of light keeps us safe and protected. Nothing can get past Archangel Michael's blue light except the divine and other angels. And we're asking Archangels Haniel and Jeremiah to join us. Haniel in her pale silvery blue moonlight, Jeremiah in his deep purple, because these are the archangels of intuitive work, divine gifts, insights that help us to be able to connect to our inner world of the divine. And we are also asking Archangel Azrael in his creamy colored white to help us to be able to connect to spirit guides, to ancestors, to passed over pets and animals, to help us to make those connections to those who live on a plane that is just on the other side of the veil from which they watch us with love and respect. And their deep desire to provide us with guidance and compassion. And so we are in this space where we are opening our hearts and our souls and our minds to spiritual connection and awakening and presence in front of us. Of what sort of types of information would benefit us in this moment. And so without leaving this meditative state, we are going to open our eyes and we are going to take a look at some spreads. So if you have cards, you can follow along. If not, that is fine. But I want to recommend that you go and you switch your view from gallery to speaker if you haven't done that. So if you do that, then what you're going to see is me, but you're also going to see the spread. Ta-da! So this is going to sound familiar to you. 5 transformative messages. Okay, the window into the soul, navigating life's crossroads, embracing personal growth, healing the wounds of the past, and enhancing your spiritual connection. So these are the 5 things that we just talked about, right? This is the 5 things that we just talked about. So I'm going to grab a Radley deck. I am going to use Angel Wisdom Tarot cards for this, okay? And so I am asking the angels to provide us with a reading that is useful for everyone that's in the class. Okay, so I'm just going to shuffle. I'm getting that I need to shuffle 8 times. Okay. So the card for the window into, the card for the window into the soul is ego. Ego, the illusion of being trapped. Accepting responsibility for your situation and then making choices that support your path to happiness, addictions, or unhealthy habits. Now, why would this be the card that is the window into the soul? Well, I would look at this card and go, well, here is Archangel Michael severing this woman's connections to the things that bind her. I would look at this and say, the soul longs to be free. It longs to be free of earthly things. It longs to be free of the types of situations that hold us away from our deep spiritual path. It's asking for us to please do what is necessary to release ourselves from illusions of entrapment, but also to release ourselves from things that keep us from being our true and most honorable self. Navigating life's crossroads, and we have the Queen of Water. The Queen of Water, this card says deep psychic insights, caring for others, but forgetting to take care of yourself, trusting your intuition, a deep love of family and friends, and following your heart. We know that the Queen of Water is very intuitive. She's very psychic. Okay. Very intuitive, very psychic. And so this card is really asking us that as we navigate life's crossroads, that we rely on our intuition, we rely on our psychic, rely on our psychic gifts, but we remember to try to put ourselves first, that we could be tempted to take care of other people instead of ourselves, when really what we need to be doing is taking the cue from the soul's window of you need to be free and making choices and decisions that work for you that allow that to happen. And so how do we do that? We embrace our personal growth. Well, that's going to require a big review, all right? Reviewing the past with compassion and forgiveness, a time to head in a new direction, clarity on your life purpose in your heart, you know what to do. So we've broken the bonds with the soul's message. We are navigating life's crossroads by trying to put ourselves first, but also by relying on our intuition. And from the standpoint of embracing our personal growth, that's going to mean taking a big assessment. Where are we? Where have we been? Where are we? Where do we want to go? And finding that clarity. If we are going to heal the wounds of the past, what will we need? We are going to need strength. Inner strength. This card is about personal power, assertiveness that is portrayed with kindness, compassion that brings about forgiveness, realizing that you're stronger than you knew. How amazing is it that healing the wounds of the past, the card has the word forgiveness in it? Right? Forgiveness is critical. Finding a way to be strong through kindness. Let's review again. We're being asked to break our bonds to that which holds us back. We're being asked to try to put ourselves forward. We're being asked to review where our lives are going. And that is going to take great inner strength, but we do it with kindness, not with anger or not with a sense of rebellion. We're making these choices to get to a place, and we're doing it through kindness. And enhancing your spiritual connection. So that card for us is the King of Water. The King of Water. Okay? So King of Water is this card that really talks about a situation that you can trust. Okay? A situation that you can trust. A person that you can trust. Someone that being in a place where love and compassion and understanding are things that you can believe in. It can be a counselor. The card says someone you completely trust, a situation that is safe, a solid romantic relationship, hidden but well-intentioned emotions, a charitable benefactor seeking a counselor, enhancing your spiritual connection and trusting the process. Okay? Does that make sense? Let's look at the next one. So we have these cards. So I'm just going to leave them there for now. So this spread is called Transformational Expansion. Okay. So we have these five cards from the five transformative messages. We pick one. Okay. We pick one of these cards. Okay. So we can pick the window into the soul. We can pick navigating life's crossroads. We can pick embracing personal growth. We can pick healing the wounds of the past, or we can pick enhancing your spiritual connection. I feel like I want to pick navigating life's crossroads. So now we're going to take that card and we're going to put it here. Okay. So now the rest of the cards that we're going to be pulling are to give us more information about navigating life's crossroads. You can do this over and over. You can do it for all five cards, right? But we're going to pull a card, and I wanted this to be not too complicated, okay? I purposefully tried to make it not too complicated. So the first card that you're going to pull is how the past is associated with this card. What is happening in the present, where all of this is leading you, and advice or action steps. So for those of you that are really into oracle cards or tarot cards, you know this is a regular three-card reading, okay? And then advice. So navigating life's crossroads, I feel like I should shuffle five times. Okay. So how is the past associated with this card? And we have the dreamer. We have the dreamer. So a new start, trusting yourself, pushing your fears aside, and taking a leap of faith. So the situation that we find ourselves in navigating life crossroads comes from having made a big decision, comes from having deciding to make a leap of faith. This has put into motion this energy of, oh my goodness, something big is happening for me because I decided to be brave, to be true, and to go make a big leap of faith. What is happening in the present related to this card? Five of Earth. Negative thoughts manifesting into real challenges. Fears surrounding money, reaching out to others for assistance, poor timing for becoming self-employed. I think that what this is really trying to say is we took a leap of faith and now we're scared. That's what we're feeling right now. We're scared. We're like, oh my God, what did I do? This is cray cray. I shouldn't have done this. Now what? But the thing about the Five of Earth is it's ruled by Sandalphon, the Archangel of Prayer. And so our prayers will lift us up. Where is all of this leading you? Where is all of this leading you? It is leading us to Page of Fire, news of an exciting opportunity. All right. It's leading us to this place of allowing our creativity to soar, to do things that fuel your passions, to allow you to finish what you start. What is the advice or action steps? I love this. Release. Let go and let God. Letting go. Endings that lead to new beginnings, the need to release situations or people that hold you back, spiritual transformation. What is this whole thing called? Transformation. What I want you to think about is when we do this and it leads us to this, the only thing that's left for us to do is to find our faith. We have to be in a place where we're like, this doesn't feel good. This feels to me like that it might not go well. I don't know how to handle that. And so we have to go to this place where we stop and go, but the universe knows. My angels know. For all of the things that we do in our minds, where we set ourselves up for fear and worry and failure, we have to have a way to break free from that. We have to have a way to do that. There is a psychological term for when our minds run away with us on the negative side. It's called ruminations. And in ruminations, we have challenging conversations with other people in our heads, or we think, oh my God, this could happen, then that could happen, and then that could happen. And all we can do is think about it. Ruminations can be great. They can help us to prepare. We think through all kinds of processes. Ruminations can give us this opportunity to be like, to plan ahead. But it can also be our worst downfall, because if we get into this space right here in the five of our space where our ruminations are all about the woe is me and how bad is it all going to be and how terrible will this go and blah, 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 then we're in this space where we are manifesting the very thing we don't want. And so when we are in life's crossroads, we have to be connected to our intuition. And we have to stay on the positive side. Our ruminations, if we're going to do them, we either have to break it, literally break it. And the way I break it, for what it's worth, is intellect breaks ruminations, because ruminations is a lot emotion. And so, for example, if I'm making this up, if I'm worried about a new product, okay, I'm not. But if I was, okay, if I'm worried about a new product and how is it going to go and how am I going to get it done and blah, 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 and all I'm doing is fretting, then I might make a list for myself. And that list might be deadline met, ahead of schedule, artwork complete, launch successful, number one bestseller. And so when my mind is going, oh God, oh God, oh God, then, and I catch myself, because this is about being awake too. When I catch myself, I have to stop and think, okay, what is my list? My list is finished on time, done early, artwork complete, launch successful, number one bestseller, because it breaks it. This is what this is really kind of talking about for this particular spread, because the spread is really sort of saying, it's like, break out of it, snap out of it. Hey everybody, it is Radley here with your angelic weather report for March 24th through the 30th. Now, we are pulling four cards from Animal Guides Tarot Cards, my new deck that came out earlier this month that I'm very excited about. And we are going to be working with those four cards to figure out what kind of energy are we dealing with this particular month? What am I going to have to deal with? What are going to be some of my concerns? What are going to be some of the things that I have to deal with? And how will that energy affect me? And how do I like successfully navigate through it? We will also be pulling cards from Animal Wisdom Tarot Cards, because this card deck has archangels. And so for every card, there's an archangel who can help support us in the energy that we are experiencing. So let's go ahead and have a look at the cards, shall we? So what we have here is the four cards from Animal Guide Tarot Cards, and behind them are the four cards from Angel Wisdom Tarot Cards that have the angels, the archangels that are supporting us in our energy. So let's have a look at the first card, and the first card is Two of Earth, which is ruled by Abyssinian cats. Now, we have seen this card several times over the last few weeks, so it makes me feel like there are quite a few people who are feeling a sense of maybe anxiety and stress and concern and worry over juggling multiple things that are happening at the same time. Maybe the energy seems like it's a little stressful. And so the card says, you may be under stress because of multiple jobs or too many responsibilities for one person to manage. It's important to balance your work and personal life and bring a spirit of fun to all you do. So this energy of Two of Earth is very much energy that is about the whole thing of trying to find fun, even if you're doing a lot of work, to lighten things up. It's a little Disney-esque in the whistle while you work kind of energy. Now, the Abyssinian cats are one of the oldest cat breeds, and as such, they have learned that all work and no play makes Jane a dull girl. So they're very personable and curious. Abyssinians simply love to play, explore, and happily experience new things. Therefore, they encourage you to learn from their very balanced work ethic and to enjoy life. So who's helping us out with that? Well, it's Archangel Metatron, and that makes sense. Metatron is the archangel that helps us with staying focused and grounded. He's the archangel of very sensitive people, but he's also the archangel of warping time. So if you need more time to accomplish the things that you're trying to create, Metatron can help you with that. So card number two is the moon, and that is ruled by the Lynx. And so this card says it is important to trust your intuition, even if you're unsure of what's happening. It all will be revealed soon, so worry is unnecessary. The moon is a card that's very much about revelations and this whole experience of, oh my goodness, what is going on behind the scenes, and coming to some clarity about that. We like that. Lynxes are a magical creatures. They're viewed as knowers of secrets. And anything they don't know, they have the magical ability to find out. So they are quiet watchers of all that's happening, able to stay perfectly still and silent as the world goes by. Likewise, at this time, you're asked to be quiet and pay very close attention to all that is occurring around you. So who's helping us out with that? Well, it's Archangel Raphael. So Archangel Raphael comes in an emerald green kind of color and is the archangel that is most often thought about for physical health and healing. So if that's an issue for you this particular week, and that's the experience that you're feeling, this moon energy, this uncertainty, I'm not quite sure what's going on, Raphael can help with that. But Raphael is also this archangel that is known for helping us to make choices that relate to the heart. And so he can help us with those kinds of things as well. So if we go back to the cards, the next card that we have is Ace of Earth. So it is a kitty kind of week this week, folks. We've got the Abyssinian cat, a lynx, and a calico cat. And so this card talks, Ace of Earth is this wonderful new experience that shows up for us. And it says, you can expect a windfall of abundance, such as money, timely assistance, a serendipitous meeting, or rewarding advice. You may be offered a fabulous new job, promotion, or the prospect of a profitable business venture or investment. So we love that energy. That sounds great. So, you know, if we read this in sort of like order, we'd know that we've been working super hard. There was something that was unknown, but it appears to have turned into a wonderful new opportunity. Who's helping us with that? Well, it is Raguel. So Archangel Raguel comes in a pale blue kind of color, and he is the archangel of helping us to find friends. His name means the friend of God, but he can also help us to find the right kinds of people in any situation. Someone who can help to open doors for us, someone who is the perfect expert to help us with whatever we're working on. If you need a real estate agent, finding the right real estate agent. If you are looking for a coach, finding the right coach. Raguel makes those introductions for us and is very helpful in that regard. Now, let's look at the last card. I wonder if it's a cat. It's not. It's quite the opposite. It's Knight of Air is our card, and it is ruled by Humpback Whale. So Knight of Air is a person that's intelligent, impartial, respected, and pretty unemotional. And so the card reads, at this time, it is very important that you communicate clearly, be objective and emotional, and act as professionally as possible. Be objective and unemotional, and act as professional as possible. If you need advice, seek out the most experienced expert that you can find. And who's helping us with that? Well, it's Archangel Jeremiel. Now, Archangel Jeremiel is one of the archangels that talks about intuition, but is also the archangel that helps us to review our life. So to help us to see the things from the past, to see the future, the present, and to therefore know where we're going to the future. So if we're trying to be in this space of we're being very intellectual and really trying to assess the situation from an intellectual standpoint, Jeremiel can lay out the facts for us in such a way that we can make that kind of an assessment in a way that is really helpful. So let's review one last time. We've got way too much going on, and we're trying to make life a little bit fun. We have the Lynx. We've got the moon energy of knowing that, oh my goodness, it's like there's something I don't know and I'm worried about it. You shouldn't have been worried about it because it turns into a wonderful new opportunity, but it might mean that you need some expert advice to help you to know what to do with that opportunity and where to go next. The next card that we are going to be, next thing we're going to do is that I'm going to take these cards and I'm going to take them away. All right. So let's take the Angel Wisdom cards and set them aside. We're going to take the Animal Guides Tarot cards. And what we're going to do with those is we're going to take them and we're going to mix them back in with the rest of the deck. So that gives the opportunity for these cards to show up again. So I want you to think about something that it is that you would like an answer from me for. If I was sitting in front of you giving you a reading, what question would you ask me? So think about that for a second. What question would you like an answer from the cards for? In the meantime, I'm going to shuffle. Okay. And now I'm going to pull four cards. So you've got your question in your mind. So now what I want you to do is I want you to think about, do you feel like the answer to your question is going to come from card number one? That the answer to your question is going to come from card number two? Is the answer from your question going to come from card number three? Or is the answer to your question going to come from card number four? So let's have a look, because I have no idea what these cards are. So if you were number one, then your card is Ace of Air, ruled by Panda. This is a card that talks about a new beginning that maybe could be a little bumpy. I like to think of it as the speed bump card, but it doesn't mean it won't be successful. It just might mean that you have to reevaluate your plans, but it's not a no. It's merely a, I know it's going to be a little bumpy, but you will get there. The next card is, oh my goodness, the moon in the same position that it was in for the Angelic Weather Report. What are the odds of that? So once again, this whole focus on the unknown, things that we don't that we aren't aware of, and things that we shouldn't be worrying about because they will soon be revealed. The next card is the Empress. We love that. That's super creative energy. It's about the start of new projects or taking action after having been not moving forward for very long. So we love that energy. And finally, card number four is Queen of Air, probably my favorite court card in all of tarot. No, it really is my favorite. Because this is a person who has seen it all, done it all, knows it all, has experienced it, has been around the world and got the t-shirt, does not suffer fools at all, but is the person that really has great advice for us, but is also smart enough to take things out of her life that no longer serve her. So that's it. That's our Angelic Weather Report this week for March 24th through the 30th. I have my membership group doors are wide open. It is time for you to sign up again. This is year three. It's been an amazing last 2 years. This year, we're talking about life transformation and magic and making changes in your life in wonderful ways. You can find out all about it by going to radleyvalentine.com/membership. Don't let us start without you. This whole thing starts next week on April 4th. So you're going to want to sign up as soon as possible. In the meantime, that's it. That's the Angelic Weather Report. And I will see you guys again next week.
You've been listening to the Angel Tarot Show with Radley Valentine. To discover more, visit radleyvalentine.com/podcast.
Intuition is our spiritual GPS and the single best tool that we have for navigating our lives. I'm Victoria Shaw, and on my Intuitive Connection podcast, I will share with you the ways to connect with your intuition and awaken the gifts of your soul. In each episode, I'll draw on my own intuitive gifts and my training as an Ivy League trained counselor and psychologist to help support you in reaching your highest potential. Start listening now on Mind, Body, Spirit FM Podcast Network or wherever you find your podcasts.